Very short, but very powerful. Short and very powerful. Why I say it's powerful? Because this dua meant to be against the protection. It meant to be for a protection from the evil eye. Protection against the evil eye or hasad. Why some of us, we have that fear of evil eye? Because sometimes we go on our lives and then we apply for a job, we don't get the job, and frequently we apply and then we get rejected. Or we're looking for a marriage and we don't have good luck with you know, choosing the right spouse. And many other reasons, and then we just get into the mindset that hasad or evil eye is actually causing all of this. Causing all of this failure, or causing this, you know, this anxiety of losing something as well. So two things, two sides of the coin. Either you're aiming for something and you're not able to accomplish it, or you have something that's very precious and you're concerned about losing it. And then we claim that the evil eye is the reason. Now, why do I say that this dua is very powerful? Because Allah here, through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought to us this gift, this dua. Because he wants us to change these negative thoughts, this anxiety of losing something, or this fear of facing certain circumstances or certain consequences. Allah here wants us to change this negative thoughts into a dua. Think about it. Whenever you feel that maybe there is something going on, I've met many people today and I'm not sure what intentions they have for me. I'm not sure if they have given me evil eye or not. Here, the Muslim mindset is to change this negative thought into what? A dua. And the dua is right in front of you. Very short, very beautiful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you face that negative thoughts, you can say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل عين لامة ومن كل شيطان وهامة. I'll say it again. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة. You seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal by كلمات الله التامة. Here the scholars have different opinions about this. Some of them said, Imam Malik, for instance, he said Allah means here the beautiful names of Allah and attributes. Other scholars said it's the Quran. كلمات الله التامة, the perfect words are the Quran. And other scholars, they said maybe Allah means المعوذتين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق, قل أعوذ برب الناس, قل هو الله أحد. Regardless, it's very powerful to actually seek refuge in Allah from the Quran or His names or some of the Quran. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة. You seek Allah's protection from all shayateen. From all shayateen. وهامة. وهامة means any poison creature. If you're camping and you're just like afraid of an animal that can poison you, you seek Allah's protection from this by saying this dua. And then the last part, وَمِن كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَّ. And Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you. I seek your protection from العين اللامة, from the evil eye. This way you go on your day and you have this طمأنينة. Because if we are uncertain about who's giving us the evil eye, we know for a fact that there is a certainty in Allah Azza wa Jal. We are uncertain, but Allah is certain. Our fear is uncertain, but Allah is certain. Our anxiety is uncertain, but Allah is certain. So we claim, we actually believe that Allah is the one who protects us, and that's the mindset of a believer. جزاكم الله خيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وانعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.